I think the message about blueberries is pretty well understood now, and that is that it has great constituents, which the consumer has fully accepted and has read widely in various magazines and radio and heard on the radio and television, and that's probably why.
Because it's a relatively recent phenomenon, isn't it, the popularity of the blueberry?
Yeah, if we look 5 years ago, the total consumption in the UK was about 2,000 tonnes throughout the year, and this year we're going to hit probably nearer 10,000 tonnes. That's from all sources, not just grown in the UK, obviously.
What proportion of blueberries consumed in the UK are also produced in this country?
About 10%.
How easy is it to grow blueberries in this country?
It's relatively easy. It grows in temperate and warmer climates, so we can grow them. Probably best grown under polythene, under plastic, and certainly netting to prevent problems with birds. But no, it is a temperate. Certain varieties are temperate climate crops, so it's no problem.
And one of my colleagues was telling me earlier that he tried to grow blueberries earlier this year without success. I mean, is it possible to grow them in your garden fairly easily?
No, because it needs, first of all, it's a plant that needs acidic soil. So if you haven't got acidic soil, then you can't grow them at all. They are best grown in pots in the UK. But of course, they do suffer from a lot of rain. If it rains a lot when you want to pick them, and also the birds like them. So they're not an easy crop to grow.
If more and more blueberries are being consumed, is this going to threaten traditional British-grown berries like blackberries and so on?
Doesn't seem to be. It looks like it's incremental sales, no question about that. It's part of the berry mix very much so, and is pushing for the second most popular the berry after strawberries.
Do you eat them at home? Do you just eat them neat, or you know, what's the best way to eat them, do you think?
No, they're not to use for cooking. So I mean, basically they're used straight from the punnet. People are just snacking on them or putting them on cereals in the morning, or part of a fruit salad maybe in the evening or for desserts.